And now we turn to a different story about overcoming obstacles to get an education. Every year around this time, as students across the country don their caps and gowns and graduate from school, you tend to hear about somebody for whom that diploma really represents an achievement, somebody who really made it against the odds. This year, we want to tell you about Gotz Philippi, who graduated this week with honors from Columbia University, which is also the president's alma mater. Why such a big deal? It's not just that he's 52 years old and made his way to the U.S. after fleeing civil war in the former Yugoslavia. It's also that he worked his way through school by working as a custodian at his own university. Columbia, a member of the Ivy League, makes classes available for free to employees, so he began working toward his degree back in 1993. We caught up with newly minted graduate Gotz Philippi just after his commencement ceremony ended. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I'm still wearing the gown. I'm going to wear it for a while. And I look pretty well in that, to tell you the truth.
I bet you do. I bet you do. First of all, how did you find your way to Columbia?
When I arrived here in the United States, I started working as a busboy. During this time, I took English classes at a high school in the Bronx. I asked Mr. Finucane, I remember his name. He was a teacher. I asked him, which is the best university in New York? And he said, no doubt, it's Columbia University. He said, yeah, go, and you may even, he said, you may even go to college over there. I went there. I got a job in 1993.
Most people, I think, do understand that being a custodian is hard work. It's hard physical work. But your schedule was particularly grueling. You would take classes in the mornings, and then you worked the afternoon shift from 2:30 to 11 p.m., and only then could you start studying. And I just have to ask, you know, how did you keep it going all these years? I mean, did you ever want to quit?
Yeah, it was difficult. Now I've worked from 2:30 to 11. Before, a couple of years ago, started at 4 o'clock until 12:30, and by the time I was home, it was 1 a.m., and then I would relax 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and then I would study for sometimes 2 hours, sometimes three, sometimes four, sometimes five. I can tell you this for sure, that I have not taken one midterm or one final and to be very well arrested before I took it, which is a bad thing to do. It's not good. I do not recommend nobody because I was always tired. And to come back to your question, that did I ever feel that I should quit? I did a couple of times. And the reason was that was the lack of sleep. A couple of times when the alarm clock rang and I was so tired that I thought, you know what, let me stay, you know, and sleep and rest and forget, you know, this goal. I'm going to drop everything. But then I found some, thank God, I found some force in me, some strength. And once I was, you know, on my feet, then I was okay. My main concern was work, school. School, work. Work, school, school, work. That's it.
Mr. Philippi, you know, I have to ask you this. You know, when I was in college, I also worked as a custodian, and I was on scholarship. And I have to tell you, some of the other students were not always so nice about this. And sometimes it made it a little bit, you know, annoying.
No.
I mean, obviously, you had a goal in mind. But I just wondered if they ever, you know, teased you, or did you ever feel bad when you saw a student that you were sitting next to in class 1 minute studying Greek, and then the next minute you're emptying their waste baskets. And I just wondered if you ever had feelings about that.
No, I pick up garbage, but I never, never noticed any kind of discrimination against me because of my of the job that I have been doing. Never, from no student. Never any kind of disgraceful word anybody told me ever.
Well, what are you going to do now? I understand that you were a classics major. That's not known to be the best paying field.
You see, you're born in the United States, and you speak money first, and then everything else. It's not for me. I mean, it's not just for the money.
No, I understand your point.
And I'm not doing it for the money. But I did it more to learn the language, and at the same time, I'll learn something else more. And I'm a fan of literature a little bit, and of philosophy, and of language.